This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place. With me today is Tracy Black, who is our Legal Assistance Coordinator at Safe Place, and welcome to our show.
Good morning, David.
I want to talk, obviously, today about legal issues, and we'll do this week and next week. And I guess over the years, Safe Place has always been involved with our clients. We have what we call advocates that go with them wherever they need to go and get whatever services they need. They come in and need legal help. They need medical help sometimes. They need psychological help, and we try to arrange that and help them do that. But we've always been accompanying our people whenever they have legal issues and go to court. But tell us a little bit about the case that inspired you to get us involved with the Legal Assistance Center.
Well, several years ago, I was the shelter manager at Safe Place, and I had a client who came from a very prominent family in Mitchell County, and I was meeting her in secret, and she finally had gotten all of her ducks in a row, and she was ready to make her move to leave her husband and get out of the situation she was in, and we went and got a protective order and went to court. Now, you got to understand that usually when I would go with a client to court, it's just me and the client. And if we're able to walk out of there with possession of a vehicle and custody of the children, it's a big victory. So I went to court with this woman, and she had the means to hire a very good attorney. And we came out of that hearing with possession of the home, all of the family assets, custody of the children, temporary child support for the child. He was making the house payments and paying all the household bills. And I came out going, what in the heck just happened? And what the heck just happened was she had a very good attorney, and it made me start to think about what would happen if all of our clients were able to be represented in such a manner, and what a difference it would make in the lives of women and children.
And so we put together a grant and got some money to get the Legal Assistance Center started, and that was about 3 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, boy.
And we've been helping people ever since. And so tell us a little bit about some of the kinds of legal issues that women face. I mean, why would they even need an attorney?
Well, there are all sorts of issues. And when two people are involved in a relationship, it's more than just when it's time to dissolve that relationship, and especially with domestic violence, because there is the power and control issue. There, you know, there's family assets. If they're married, there are marital assets like a home, custody of the children, all kinds of things like that that need to be resolved, and only an attorney really can help you do that.
So that's one of the reasons why we get involved with people, and we're going to give you a phone number at the end of the show today if you want to talk to Tracy about your particular problems. If you are in a domestic violence situation and need the help of legal assistance of some kind, then give us a call and we'll talk to you and see if there's any way we can help you. Now, one of the things that we typically get involved with a lot of our clients is what's called a protective order. So explain to us what a protective order is.
Okay, a domestic violence protective order is different from a personal protective order. Domestic violence protective order only applies when there is domestic violence in the home. And it is a court order that is a civil order, but it is enforced criminally, and it forbids the person, the partner who is being taken out against, from assaulting, harassing, or in any way...
Stalking is one of
Yeah,
them.
Stalking, any way interfering with the person who it's... with their partner.
Because typically when some of these couples break up, the man tries to harass the woman and threatens and tries to intimidate and that sort of thing, and that's why you have such a thing called a protective order. So let's give them a phone number. If people want to call us, give them our phone number at Safe Place if they want to get
you can
in
call
touch.
You can call our 24-hour hotline, which is 765-4044.
And we'll continue our discussion of protective orders next week and want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.